The last time you and I chatted here on KSL, and it's been far too long, we were actually talking about your book at that time, The Greatest Generation, and what a pleasure it is to have you joining us today to talk about this very special concert that over a million people want to see. Ultimately, about 85,000 have the opportunity to see it in person. Your thoughts on being the narrative voice, being such a major player in this most significant Christmas event coming up in December?
Well, I was so flattered to be asked last year to do the 9/11 Memorial Concert, and I came back and said, look, I've been doing television a long time. It was the state of perfection as far as I'm concerned about how efficient they were, how technologically advanced they were, how just accommodating everybody at the concert hall was. And then, of course, in our family, we've been longtime fans of the choir and the orchestra. The Christmas album, particularly, my wife was born on Christmas Day, and she's always kind of secretly believed they sing the Hallelujah Chorus just for her. I'm not sure that's the case.
I think it is the case, yeah. As far as your performances here in Utah, going back to 2002 and the Olympics, you had the opportunity to be here with the choir then, and then, as you mentioned, just a little over a year ago with the 10-year anniversary of 9/11 and now anticipating Christmas of 2012. Mr. Brokaw, where were those performances? Were they in the Tabernacle or in the Conference Center?
No, they were in the Memorial Concert was in the Concert Center itself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the most striking pieces of architecture anywhere in America. All that space, no one has a bad seat. They get people in and out of there with such grace and efficiency. So as I came back and said to my friend, that was worth the trip alone just to see that.
Many performers, when they step out there, they can hardly believe that you can have 20,000 plus people under one roof like that with, as you mentioned, not a bad seat. And the acoustics are really quite amazing considering how cavernous that hall is. And it can be a little daunting. What was your first thought when you stepped out on that stage?
Well, I thought this is a long way from having grown up in small towns in South Dakota listening to the choir and orchestra on radio every year and working in radio stations in which we would broadcast them on a regular basis. But I spent a lot of time in Utah. I skied down in Sundance, and I skied at Park City. I actually learned to ski in Park City, and of course we were there for the Olympics. I come through a lot on our way to Montana. I have a lot of friends in the Utah area, so I felt very much at ease. And of course, the other piece of it was that everything went off my clockwork. So yeah, it was very easy for me to kind of know that I was going to be in good hands here from the outset.
I was going to ask a little bit about the ties to Utah. I recently read a biography of Robert Redford, and it talked a little bit about your relationship with Redford and how often you do ski in Utah. How often are you here?
Well, we're here almost every year. This year, I think we're going to miss Christmas, but we have in the past been there almost every year. And the kids love it a lot because it's user-friendly. They've got a lot of pals there, and now we've got our grandchildren skiing there. So it's worked out very well for us.
One final quick question, and as you have talked with the Tabernacle Choir about your performance coming up in December, do you have any idea what the narrative might be? Have they given you an indication yet what direction that show's taking?
Not yet. We're just beginning those conversations now because I've been so involved in my day job, as it were, and with NBC. So I'm still finding my way through all of that, but I am in touch with them.
I so appreciate you making time for us this morning. I know you'll be hopping on a plane momentarily. I don't want to keep you any longer. But again, thank you so much for being part of this program, and thank you so very, very much for coming and sharing your gifts.
All right. Look forward to seeing you in December.
I'll look forward to that. Thank you so much. Tom Brokaw with us here at KSL News Radio. He will be joining renowned tenor Alfie Bowe, and will be with the Tabernacle Choir, the bells on Temple Square, of course, the orchestra on Temple Square, and that's coming up on the 13th, 14th, and 15th in December. Tom Brokaw.